This is an ABC podcast.
Did you hear the health report in March? Norman Swan talking about using maths and game theory to beat cancer. It was on the 25th of March, actually, and still there online, and shows how mathematical ingenuity can beat even those sneaky tumours and even suggest new effective lines of therapy. Well, Adrienne Jenner is using similar clever numbers plus a bit of ninja to the same effect. Here she is, taking a little time off from her PhD at the University of Sydney, speaking at the Vivid celebrations.
So I'd like to start by getting you all to think about the last time you had a cold. The aches and pains, the sore throat, the runny nose, all those messy symptoms are caused by tiny lumps of DNA known as viruses. Viruses make us sick by attacking the cells in our body. For example, the cold virus sneaks inside the cells in your nose, hijacks the cell's machinery, starts to make copies of itself. After a while, that infected cell gets so full of virus, it bursts, releasing all the virus that was inside to go and infect the cells around it. The virus literally goes viral. So it's this process over and over again that causes all of our viral diseases, from the flu and cold to measles and HIV. I mean, it's an amazing but very scary superpower these tiny microscopic assassins have. So if you think about it, wouldn't it be amazing if somehow, instead of viruses killing the cells we want, our healthy cells, we could reprogram them to kill the cells we don't want, such as cancer cells? So in a way, we'd be making our tumours sick as opposed to making us sick. And that's what scientists throughout the world are investigating right now. In theory, if we could reprogram a virus so that it could be injected into the body and target only the tumour cells and kill them, that'd be really good, right? I think we'd all be pretty happy. And that's exactly what the first cancer-treating virus has been doing for people with melanoma since 2015. Great, right? Then why aren't we hearing about it more? Why aren't all cancers copying it from these reprogrammed cancer-killing viruses? What's going on? Well, there's obviously a few reasons. For starters, all cancers are very different, so you kind of need a different virus each time. Figuring out which virus will work for which cancer is also really challenging. Plus, all that experimenting and testing is expensive and time-consuming. So scientists are really in this race against time to try and figure out which viruses would work for which cancer and what they should be doing to make this an effective treatment. But hey, what if there was a way to test run these ideas before we went into the laboratory so that only the most promising virus prototypes actually made it into the scientists' experiments? Well, that's where my work comes in. Mathematics, believe it or not, can actually do that. So I'm what you call a mathematical modeler, not to be confused with a model that walks down a catwalk. I don't model, sadly. I heard someone laugh over there. But what I actually do is create models using mathematics. So most of my day is spent at a whiteboard or a blackboard writing down math equations, or I'm at a computer writing algorithms to simulate cancer cells and viruses attacking each other. But I also run experiments. Unlike a scientist that runs in vivo experiments in a lab on animals, I run in silico experiments in the computer. So I'm basically working and using computers to save the lives of mice everywhere. It's basically my job. So you're probably thinking now, okay, she's talking about reprogramming viruses, cancer attacking, these must be some crazy math equations. And yeah, some days they're cool, sometimes they're crazy, but also the math you learn at high school is actually used daily to help people understand how these viruses can be used to treat cancer. The simplest mathematical equation you can think of is actually used regularly by mathematicians throughout the world to help understand cancer treatments. It's just R times C, RC, where R is the rate at which cells divide and C is the number of cancer cells. That's it. People throughout the world are using RC to figure out these cancer treatments. But hey, if you're sitting there and you're like, I hate algebra, I didn't like math in school, this is not my cup of tea, let me sell it in a different way for you. There's a different type of mathematical modelling that's a lot more like a computer game. So to illustrate it, I actually need to get all of you to help me. So I need you to partner up, turn to the person next to you. Everyone's got a partner. If you face your partner and you're facing this direction, you have become a tumour cell. So you are a bad guy. We don't really want you in our bodies. Now, everybody facing the other direction, so everybody facing this way, you're a good guy, you're a virus. So you're here to save the day. Okay, so you remember that I said that we can reprogram viruses to kill tumor cells, but what I didn't tell you is that once a tumor cell is infected, it can actually be smart enough to realize it has a virus in it and kill that virus, which is not great, right? So we've got a bunch of tumor cells here, which was everybody facing this side when they faced their partner. We've got a bunch of viruses, and that was everybody facing this way. Now you're going to simulate what it's like if viruses and cancers were to try and kill each other through a game of scissor, paper, rock. So on the count of three, I'm going to get you to play. I hope everybody knows scissor, paper, rock. I'm not going to instruct it, sorry. I'm just going to assume. So I'd like you to play scissor, paper, rock until there's a winner and to raise your hand if you're the winner. On the count of three, one, two, three, go. Raise your hand if you're the winner. We've got some quick people, quick killing going on here. It's a few people that are taking a while to kill their opponent. Raise your hand up really tall. Okay, so raise your hand if you're a winner. Alrighty, now here's the big test. I want you to keep your hand raised if you're a virus. So pop your hand down if you're a tumor cell. Ooh, okay, there's not that many viruses left. All right, viruses, put your hands down. If you're a tumor cell and you won, raise your hand. Yeah. All right, so unfortunately, viruses, you didn't do a great job at eradicating the tumor and the treatment was not that successful, which is a bummer. But really, if we were to run that experiment again, we'd expect that it might not be the same, right? Maybe the same person wouldn't win. You might now figure out what your partner likes to do, whether it's rock or scissors, and so you might be able to predict how they're going to move. So this is the general gist of the in silico computer game that we come up with to actually model viruses and cancers interacting. Obviously, it's a lot more realistic, but the general gist is here. This is the theory behind the game. And we use this game to predict whether if we could stack the odds in the favor of the virus by just the right amount, could it eradicate the tumor? If we gave you all enough information about your partner, if you were a virus, could you figure out how to kill them properly? So scientists have many ideas on how to create these viruses that could be used as a cancer treatment. And with our in silico model, we've been testing all of them. But the unique advantage that I think we have as mathematicians is that we're kind of removed from the situation, which means we spend a lot of time thinking about really crazy, out-of-the-box ways of improving this treatment. Most of the meetings I have with my supervisor involve the two of us dreaming up crazy ways of improving viruses as a cancer treatment using movies. So let me give you a really good example that came from the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail. There's a scene in that movie where the English are trying to invade the French's castle. You might remember it if you've seen this movie. And the English decide to get inside, we will hide in a wooden rabbit. And when the French open their doors, they'll wheel in the wooden rabbit and we'll pop out of the wooden rabbit and surprise them and attack. Now, if you've seen this movie, you might remember the English forgot to get in the wooden rabbit, so their plan failed. But the general gist and idea is really sound. And so we had the idea because just like the English trying to get into the French castle, viruses struggle to get inside tumours. So we'll inject a virus into the patient's vein and it'll arrive at the tumour site, but it'll really struggle to get inside. So we thought, what if you could engineer or coat the virus so that it would sneak past the edge of the tumour, get inside the tumour, and then start infecting and killing the cells? What about that as an idea? So using our in silico model, no experiments in the lab, no cost really involved, we were able to simulate this and see if it would work. And we showed that if we could engineer viruses in this way, we would have a more effective treatment. And this is just one example of the many things that we're able to test out, the many crazy ideas we have, some of which don't work, but we can test out with this model before we actually get to the lab stage so that scientists in the lab know how successful their experiments might be. Right at the beginning, I asked you to think about the last time you were sick. Now, hopefully, when you reflect on that time, you remember getting better. And that's your immune system you have to thank for that. The immune system is incredible at getting rid of viruses, which is great unless you want to use them as a cancer treatment. In that case, it's not so good. So scientists have been developing ways to avoid the immune system by creating these gels that they pack full of these viruses. They then inject the gel right next to the tumour, and as the gel degrades, it releases the virus from inside, the virus starts to infect and kill the tumour, and we have somewhat more of an effective treatment. But the big problem is, how quickly or slowly do you want that gel releasing virus? Do you want it releasing virus really quickly at the start, then slowly at the end? What's the best way to release the virus from the gel? Now, in a lab, running all the different experiments for all the different types of gel would take years and it would be very costly. But with our model, we can do that very quickly and cheaply. And that's actually what we're working on right now. So definitely watch this space. To end, I'd just like to say, the next time that you're sick with a cold or a flu, I hope you think about the fact that scientists and mathematicians are working together to reprogram viruses to be cancer-killing assassins. And I also hope that you have plenty of rest and fluids and watch lots of movies. Thank you.
Watching movies like Monty Python, perhaps. Add maths and you have a 21st century way of tackling cancer. Adrienne Jenner, doing her PhD at the University of Sydney, speaking at the Vivid event. Next time, from Python, we turn to the Titanic. I'm Robin Williams.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.